The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Brought to you today in part by Glamourine. Now, here are the stars of our show, speaking for Glamourine.
You know, it'll be nice to see Helen again. It's been so long.
Uh-huh. Honey, why'd you bring that bottle of Glamourine along?
Oh, I'm bringing it to Helen. She'll love it for her spring cleaning.
Well, certainly worked wonders for us. You know, our rugs and upholstery haven't looked like this since we first bought them. The colors look so much better.
Well, I never found anything that cleaned so easily and with so little work. A little Glamourine and water and the dirt just vanishes. I know Helen will appreciate that.
I bet she'd be tickled when she finds out how little it costs.
Well, I'm not selling her this bottle, dear. I'm giving it to her. This is the giant 98-cent pint that I got free when we bought the giant quart. Remember, I got them both for $1.89, which is the price of the quart alone.
You mean you're just giving her the pint for your little cheapskate? Why don't you give them both to her?
Oh, I have to keep one bottle around the house. Listen, Helen's going to think this is the best present she ever had.
Ladies, give yourself a big spring cleaning present with Glamourine Special Combination Offer. The giant 98-cent pint free with the giant quart. Both for only $1.89 while the supply lasts.
Well, you better get out the map. I don't know where we are. I do know we're not going to get to Boston at this rate. We should have stuck to the main road.
Well, there aren't any antique places on the turnpike, dear. You have to get on these little side roads.
Hey, there's a gas station. I better stop and get some gas.
Oh, Connecticut's really a lovely state, isn't it, Aunt Effie?
Oh, yes. I was just looking at the dogwood trees. They're so beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And the picturesque stone walls. My lovely.
Oh, no.
I don't think there's anybody here.
Oh, yes. There comes a man.
Oh.
No, as long as we stop at the gas station, why don't we get out and stretch our legs?
What? Hmm? Oh, yes. Come on, Betsy.
I don't have to.
Well, come on. Get out anyway.
Would you fill her up, please? And I'd like to have the oil checked, too.
Aunt Effie, look.
Oh, my goodness.
Honey, look. There's an antique place right across the road.
Now, look. I want to get to Boston before it gets dark.
Oh, so we will, Aunt Effie. And I'm just going to dash across the road and look at the antiques. This is where you get bargains, honey, in these quaint little out-of-the-way places.
Yeah, look, these quaint little out-of-the-way places are where you can really get taken for a ride. Shrewd Yankee bargaining.
Honey, I'm not going to buy anything. We're just going to look.
Save with Glamourine's big spring cleaning offer. The giant 98-cent pint free with the giant quart. Both for the price of a quart alone, only $1.89. More than enough Glamourine liquid to make all the rugs and upholstery in the average home professionally bright and clean. Remember, because of the results they get, more women buy Glamourine and then buy it again than all other rug and upholstery cleaners combined. Get your Glamourine giant quart pint combination today for only $1.89.
Oh, Aunt Effie, look at this lovely copper luster picture.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Let's go, Mommy.
Let's go. We just got in here, Aunt Effie, and I want to see all the lovely antiques. You stay close to Mama so you don't break anything.
Oh, my. Look at this beautiful milk glass.
Oh,
it's not a glass, Aunt Effie. It's a dish.
Well, it's white, light milk. That's why they call it milk glass. Isn't it lovely?
I guess so.
Oh, mm-hmm. Look at this, Betsy, an old rocking horse.
Oh, my goodness, foot scrapers. Haven't thought of those in years.
And look at this old velvet and beaded picture frame.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
look at the cradle. We had a cradle exactly like that in the attic at home.
Did you?
My grandmother's.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, look at the price tag.
$65.
We just threw ours out and burned it up or something.
Oh, does it make you just sick?
Mm-hmm. And this old washstand. Well, we had one like this, too.
You should have kept those things. They're worth something now.
Well, we just thought it was junk. I remember Eunice and I just got rid of it after Mother died and sold the house.
Uh-huh. Oh, Aunt Effie, look, that darling little old spinning wheel.
Oh, my goodness.
Wouldn't that be cute to have in the front hall of our new house?
Yes.
Wouldn't it? I'm going to ask how much it is if there's somebody
out there. Yeah, I'm going to ask. There's a man coming from the back now.
Oh, I'll ask him.
Wait a minute, huh? It doesn't seem to show too much interest in something. They put the price right up.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I get it. Uh-huh.
Pretend you're more interested in something else.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Oh, hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you looking for anything special?
No, no, just browsing. My husband's getting gas across the table. Just wanted to see all the lovely old things you have.
Yep, just look around.
Now, is this a Chippendale chair?
Yep.
That's lovely.
All those milk glass dishes, are they really old?
Yep, just got those in. Come out of the house in Salem.
Oh.
Must be around 250 years old.
Goodness, think of that.
Oh, everything in here, genuine antique. Mm. And this pewter mug here must have been made around 1725.
Oh, it's a funny feeling, doesn't it, Aunt
Effie? I should say.
Let's go.
Just a minute, dear. Mother wants to look at things.
And you have all the old kitchen equipment, ladles, pots, skillets, made of copper, brass, iron.
When were those used?
Oh, from 1600 to about 1830, I guess. 1850, something like that.
Yes, maybe I can go. My husband's in.
Yes. I think so. We're going to get Boston before dark.
Thank you very much. It's been very interesting.
Mm.
Oh, Aunt Effie, look at that little spinning wheel. It's rather cute, isn't it?
Where?
Back there.
Yes. Yes, I guess so.
Imagine having to spin your own thread before you could make a dress. Glad we don't have to anymore.
Let's go, Mommy.
Yes, yes, we are, dear. Oh, what a lovely table.
It's a Queen Anne. Made about 1700.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Now, I suppose the spinning wheel is that old, too. I'm so interested in how old things are.
Uh-huh. Well, spinning wheels were used in this country up to about 1850, I guess.
Is that so? Well, that's interesting, isn't it, Effie?
Yes.
Of course, there's no way of telling the exact age of a spinning wheel.
Oh, no. Well, I can see that.
Well, this one looks as though it was about 1,000 years old.
Isn't
very good condition, is it?
Well, it takes a little fixing up, I guess, but, see, most people buy antiques, they don't want them all polished up. They buy something old, they want to look old.
Oh, I can see that.
Of course, if you want something to look new, then the best thing is to buy something new.
Oh, yeah. It's old about to look old. Well, I wasn't thinking of buying a spinning wheel anyway.
Mm-hmm. See, Thankful you come on. Been sitting over there blowing the horn.
I know, dear. We're coming. I'm glad you dropped over. I wanted you to see this beautiful Chippendale chair. Isn't it lovely, dear?
Yeah, I guess so. Come on, honey. Let's go.
Well, I just wanted you to see some of the nice things here, dear.
You just look around. I'll be in the back if you want me.
Oh, all right, thank you.
Yeah, fine, thanks. Come on, honey. Come on, let's get going.
Well, you walked in at just the wrong time.
What do you mean?
Pretend you're looking at this Queen Anne table, but sneak a look at that darling little spinning wheel in that corner.
Oh, it's just charming.
What are you talking about?
He doesn't want him to know she's interested in buying a spinning wheel.
Buying a spinning...
What is the matter with you, dear? Aunt Effie and I have been so clever.
What do you want a spinning wheel for?
It would look cute in the front hall of our new house.
What? I
want it, and it's so old and broken down, I'm sure we can get it cheap if we just play our cards right. Now, pretend you don't want it.
Pretend? I don't have to pretend. The last thing in the world I want is to fork out money for a broken-down spinning wheel.
What's the matter? Oh, he heard you. I bet he heard you.
Look, what in Sam Hill do you want a spinning wheel for? Now,
it's an antique, and it will give an early American touch to our house.
The love of my... Of all the idiotic... Has he been trying to palm this thing off on
you? No. He doesn't even know she wants it.
Yeah, I'll bet. And just where would you plan to put it in the car, huh?
No.
I mean, answer me. Now, just answer me. Where do you think...
I heard she's coming back. Well, maybe we could take the wheel off and lay it flat.
Oh,
well, my husband was just commenting on the lovely Queen Anne table here.
Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful piece.
Yes, it is. Well, come on, dear. We got to get going.
Yep, drop in any time.
How much is the spinning wheel?
Spinning wheel. Oh, now, that's too bad. I didn't know you was interested in a spinning wheel. I would have told you. That's not for sale. Nope, I'm sorry.
Why not?
Well, now, you see, real old spinning wheel like this, pretty hard to come by. I don't reckon I could sell this to you. Sort of promised it to somebody else. They've been waiting a long time. Yep, it's a real old one.
How old is it?
Yeah, how old is it?
Well, as I said before, it's hard to tell exactly, but you get some idea from the type of wood used. And you see this little design on the wheel part? Well, that was popular, say, around 16 and 20. Oh, it's probably come over from England.
16 and 20, was it? This means that's around the time the pilgrims landed.
Oh, just about. Can't tell exactly. As I say, we go by the design, style, type of wood.
Let's go,
No, 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 just a minute, Betsy. Daddy wants to talk to the man.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
Yes, baby, we do have bananas. And what luscious, sweet bananas we have, fresh from Beechnut Babyland. That's where the best baby foods come from, you know, because Beechnut Babyland is a very special place, a place where worlds of love and care are lavished on just one thing, the finest food for babies, like Beechnut bananas. Baby can taste their special goodness, and mother, you can too. You can tell that Beechnut starts with such healthy, yellow, ripe bananas. Nothing less will do in Babyland. Then the bananas are oh so carefully strained and packed. So the natural sweet flavor, the natural food nourishment is there for baby to enjoy. And does he ever? Just watch your baby go for Beechnut bananas from Beechnut Babyland. Next time you shop, get Beechnut, the most babied foods in the world.
You were marvelous here the way you persuaded him to sell it to you.
Well, he certainly didn't want to.
No.
Well, look, as I told him, he had the thing sitting right out there. If he'd promised it to somebody else, he should have put it away.
Yes.
I told him.
Did you think of having a real antique in the home?
Yeah, 1620. I tell you, when he said that, by golly, you know, I got a picture of John Alden and Priscilla using his very spinning wheel.
Oh, I know what you mean, dear. Well,
I must say, I think you paid too much for it.
Well, now, I'll tell you, one thing about antiques. The older they get, the more valuable they are.
Yes.
I always say, you know, it's money in the bank.
Yes.
Now, I'll tell you something, sweetie. You're getting me interested in this antique business now.
Oh, that's not nice ahead. Antique. Oh,
well, no, we cannot stop now. We've got to get on to Boston.
I'm hungry.
Oh, wait, son. Give her an apple, Aunt
Betsy. The apples are all gone. Here's an orange.
Well, now, don't get the juice all over. Put the peelings in the sack. Go slow past the antique place and just look, you know. And I'm getting a little hungry myself. Any cookies left there?
Yes, I think so. There's a few chocolate ones, I'm sure. And some crackers.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What are you stopping for, dear? Huh? Well, what's the matter? What are you pointing at?
Oh, Aunt Effie, look!
Spinning wheels. Dozens of them.
Well, now, dozens of them.
Oh, my heavens, and only $15.
15.
My goodness, when I think of what you paid.
What's that sign say? Get that antique feel with a spinning wheel. Well,
what's the matter?
Well, for $15 here, I don't imagine they were antiques. The one we bought really has that old broken-down look.
Maybe it would have been better to buy one that wasn't quite such an antique. At least it wouldn't have fallen over every time you walked past it. This one you bought can be a lot of redoing.
Yes, well, all right, Aunt Effie.
I think you'd better buy a book on antiques.
Yes, all right, Aunt Effie. Now, dear, don't look so upset. Well, now, think of it this way, honey. Spinning wheels weren't used much after 1850, so it's at least 100 years old.
It's probably 6 months old and was made in Japan.
What's the matter?
It's your orange, and don't bother Daddy.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and John Shelley, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door.